This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. They're a nosy lot, aren't they, these alpacas? They're a nosy lot. They like to be in on everything. They think everything's connected with them. We had some friends who came and helped out clear some thistles from a field, mainly grass. And so it's good to be keeping the thistles to a minimum. So we were deheading them before they started spreading their lovely seeds all over the place. That'll be next year's problem. And the year after. So thank you to Martin and Tracy. Appreciate your help. And they were helping Sue do the work. And the alpacas came over and wanted to check out what was going on. They said, oh, look, there's things, there's people. I wonder what they're doing. We need to go see if there's anything for us. They are funny. Such a nosy lot. They like to be around. They like to be involved in things. They like to check out things. And they do seem to be very good at being critics. Oh, no, I wouldn't do it that way if I was you. They're always kind of looking like they're ready to give advice if you could only work out how to ask them. Delightful. They seem to suffer from FOMO, the fear of missing out. They don't want to be left out of anything, so they'll come and find you if they discover that you're working in one of their fields or nearby. Predictable. They are predictable. Predictable that they'll come over and check out what's going on. Predictable that they're going to be nosy. Predictable, yeah, until they're not. Tabitha's been really friendly, and she comes over and we have a little nose-to-nose and stuff. And then the other day, I was putting the food out, and there was that sound. I heard that sound. She was a bit kind of, you know. She was, what was that? That sound. I recognised that sound, but not from her. And it was the sound of loading up. Remember last week I was talking to you about them being ruminants, and what they spit is green gunk. Well, I was putting the food out. I'm sorry, I'm a friend at this point, aren't I? I should be. I'm putting the food out, and for some reason, Tabitha just decided that I was in the way, or I was, I don't know, some kind of threat. Anyway, I needed spitting at. Sometimes you get spat at because they're warning off one of the other alpacas, and you just happen to be in the wrong place. No, not in this case. And she's very predictable, is Tabitha, that she's friendly, she's around, she's kind of in it, but she came over and she objected as I was putting the food out. And so I ended up with green stuff all the down the side of my head, in my hair, thank you very much, and down on my face, and on my glasses. Oh, dear, thank you very much. I did ask her what it was all about, but she wouldn't tell me. So I don't know. Was that? That's an odd thing. That's not her predictable normal. So what was that about? I think when I get spat at, usually I blame it on me. It's my fault somehow that I've moved too quick or in the wrong way, or I just haven't read the animals properly. It hasn't quite worked out. And it means that I'm somehow at fault. I guess I was this time as well, but I can't for the life of me work out what on earth I did. It's usually me. It's usually us that causes the problem when they spit. You get some animals that it will spit more freely and more quickly, but generally not. But yeah, so that's unusual. Not predictable. Oh dear. So there we go. We have moved from the schools being in term time, so they're finished and it's now the summer holidays here in the UK. And what does that mean? Oh, that means the weather must change, and we get rain, and it's a bit cold and miserable, and it always seems to come when we've got that. And we've also got the Royal Welsh Agricultural Show. It's up in the mid sort of area of Wales. It's a big national agricultural show. Well attended. I mean, they have thousands and thousands of people. Very big. Lots of animals, lots of all kinds of things going on all the time. Lots of ice cream. Hooray. And it had been a good weather, a little bit of spitty spotty, but been pretty good. And then today was not so good. So the school holidays, the Royal Welsh, and other things like that seem to be the indicators that say the weather's going to change and not be very nice. Strange, isn't it? Anyway, so we've had some rain, which is nice, but it's not wet, not really heavy rain. So it's not really made much difference to the lake, a little bit, perhaps a little bit, but it is really low. And I think as we go into drier spell, which I'm expecting towards the end of the month starting into August, then we're going to end up with water going down and down and down. And there's not much we can do with that. So there we go. Do you remember I talked to you about the geese who've been around? They've been in the car park. They've been surrounded by alpacas. They keep coming in and they're around the hay feeder and stuff. And they've got this understanding. Well, we got a different number of them now because it's the four older ones, not the ones that with the young family. Well, they stayed, but the family of seven, so the adults and the youngsters, they went. I'm hearing honking noises. What is that? I went out and looked. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. Ooh, far enough down the valley and over and across. And yeah, that means they have gone. But the four, it was really funny because in the car park area, which we're now going to rename as the Goose Yard or something. we'll try living with the Goose Yard as a title for the car park. It doesn't have cars in very often these days. And so the four older ones were left. And there they are in the goose yard, staring up the valley, just looking and going, where have you gone? Are you coming back? Oh, I felt sorry for them. Anyway, but they stayed. They haven't gone. They move around a bit. And then we kind of lose track of them. I'm not sure where they are. And then in the morning, they'll kind of fly in again from the other end of the valley. Okay, wasn't expecting you to come from that direction. So there's little kind of movings around. And today when we went to feed the alpacas, not a sign. They weren't in the stable at all. They weren't nowhere to be seen. And we started making some noises and they appeared. And they've been down in the garden end, which used to be a garden. It's been alpaca. We call it the garden paddock. But it's got some tree cover and that kind of stuff. So that's good for them. So those kind of things are good for some shading, for not so much sun, but also good for a bit of protection from the rain, which hasn't been heavy. It's just kind of been wet. Wet rain. Drizzly drizzle. That kind of stuff. So they appeared from there. So we were able to feed them and then go and put some posts. We still having problems with our posts here and there. And there's a couple of posts that had snapped and we needed to replace them. So we got the old post driver out and banged them in. It's quite a simple system, really, these wooden posts, wooden stakes, and the bit of fencing and stuff. And it's amazing how well you can create a fence that will contain them. They're not going to challenge the fence too much. So it's a nice little secure spot now again. And it was getting a little bit kind of, ooh, not sure this is going to stay standing up. And now it is. So that's good. So we've got the other ducks, quite a lot of ducks around. We've got these four geese. And we did have a visit from the female swan. She came in and she's gone again. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. They need quite a long runway to be able to take off and get enough height, and she tried that and failed, or she decided, oh no, can't make it, air brakes went on and she slammed the brakes on and landed in the alpaca field in the midst of all the nettles that are there, that particular corner. But no, she sorted herself out, somehow got back to the lake, and then she was shortly later, I heard the sound again, just the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh of the wings, and off she'd gone. Haven't seen her for a while now. It's this comings and goings, I don't know. It's just, I guess that's, I'm just going to have to accept that that's normal. This is to be expected. This is predictable. Except I can't predict exactly when she's coming back, but I would imagine we'll see her again. Whether we'll see the pair, not sure. Often, when we get the cold weather, we get the alpacas will be joined by the family of geese. They fly back in on a really cold day. Well, we probably won't see so much of them now until the spring. So the alpacas have got their grazing back. They're not in competition with the geese, which is nice. So they do have their wandering, and they go off and they'll spend some time over there and up among the trees and then over that way. And they then arrange themselves in front of the buildings on the sunny afternoons. Looks like a lot of people arranged on the seafront or on the pier or something in their deck chairs. It's just the alpacas arranging themselves. They do like those things. They do like the routines. They are predictable. The things where you can expect them to be in the morning, where you can expect them to be in the afternoon. They know where you are and what time it is, and they'll be around for the feeding times. So we've been moving the food around, getting it ready for them and that kind of stuff. And predictably, they notice as soon as you go over, ooh, is there something for us over there? So they are priceless. So predictable alpacas. There are many things that we find with our alpacas where there are the routines, the regulars, the things that are the norm. And you know how much I love the norm and recognizing things that are outside of that norm. So we'll keep a little eye on Tabitha and try and work out why she spat at me. She hasn't bothered since. She'd been quite happy. Come over and give me little nose-to-nose friendlies. So I don't know what that was about. We shall see. And do you know, it doesn't take long at all, does it? The fleece is growing again. The fleece is on the way. Not very long, I know, but you can start to see it. How can you see it? Well, it's starting to crack open. It's kind of bunching together. I call it crack open. I don't know how to explain that. Well, it's because of the density of the fleece. It kind of sticks together and clumps together more. So when they bend their neck or on certain parts of their body, you'll see that the fleece will kind of open. It cracks open. You can see that it's grouped together, and it's particularly around the neck, the back of the neck, as they bend their head down and that kind of stuff. And we've started to see it on some of them. And they're the ones with a really good fleece, with a lot of density, a lot of longer stuff when we do the shearing. And obviously it started to grow again. And it seems like just a few weeks since we did the shearing, which it is, it's about 6 weeks now. And they're doing really well and seem to be coping with whatever this weather is doing quite happily. But the fleece is starting to grow, and we look forward to next year's crop. Ha-ha. Sue's been doing some work with the fleece and doing the cleaning, sorting, doing filtering through the little bits, the second cuts, anything like that, and the shorter bits that we can't use for the older animals. It doesn't grow as long, so some of it you have to just kind of weed out the bits you can't really use. Any debris and that kind of stuff, clean it all out. And then she did some washing with it, sort of soaking it. And we've got some new washing liquid, which we've been trying. I'm not sure. We've come across something else recently. And it's an American brand. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember the name of it. I'll try and dig it out for the next time. And so there's a few places we can get it in the UK. But it's quite expensive, but it could be a good solution for actually cleaning the fleece. You don't have to scour in the same way as you do for sheep's wool, because the lanolin isn't there. It's not thick and greasy stuff like you get the lanolin on sheep's wool and sheep's fibre that needs to be cleaned. It does need cleaning, though, and it does appreciate that. But so that's interesting. But of course, you've got to get the balance right, so you're not over with temperature or agitation creating a problem where you overdo, and it actually then actually felts before you get to the point of doing the felting, which is what we were looking for doing with it. So we shall carry on experimenting and see what we can do. But it's time consuming, and we'll see if there's ways of streamlining and scaling up. So that's the activity that's been going on with the fleece as well. So there we go. Yeah, it's these in-between bits, isn't it, where we've done the shearing. There's quite a lot of career being born out and about here in Wales anyway. And that's another sort of phase that we're going through. And then there's little gaps, and then the weather changes, and then it changes back, and then the grass is going, and then it's kind of tail end of the summer, and then we're back into autumn. So there's a few things that can be dealt with, but a lot of it is just what's happening. And it's a good opportunity to go spend some time with your alpacas when you get a chance. Check out what's going on. See what's happening with the dynamic in between the animals. See if there's any strangeness going on with the spitting and the whatever that seems out of character. Work out what's predictable for your animals. What's predictable for alpacas, yes, but what's predictable for your animals in particular? So what's normal for them? And away you go. You sort of file it all away for future reference. And if there's something that stands out that needs a bit of attention, then you're catching it early, which is great. So if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas. Take care and see you again soon. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.